The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. For Memorial Day, a restaurant in our town displayed a message on their marquee that read, "Thank you to those who never came home." Why do we remember our fallen military heroes? This was the original purpose for Memorial Day when it was begun during the war between the states. We remember for two reasons. One, God tells us to remember our past as a nation, so we will see His providential hand in it, and thus He will become more real to us. When we remember His work in the past, it aids our faith in believing Him for miracles now. The Bible commands us to remember our history. It states, "Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask thy father, and he will show thee. Thy elders, and they will tell thee." Secondly, remembering our past helps us know the price of liberty. Just as remembering Jesus' suffering at the cross brought about the internal liberty for man that would grow into external civil liberty, remembering the sacrifice and suffering of those who died to preserve that liberty makes us praise God for that liberty. And since civil liberty is for the purpose of allowing the gospel to flow freely in public in a nation, we should honor that liberty and those who defended it. I believe it's an act of honor to God to do so. In order to more fully appreciate the sacrifice of our fathers, let's look at some detail at a battle that was a major turning point in World War II. Iwo Jima is a tiny island in the Pacific Ocean some 750 miles south of the Japanese mainland. It was needed as an airbase in World War II since our heavy bombers could not carry enough fuel from Hawaii to reach Japan. Recognizing its strategic importance, the Japanese Empire had been fortifying it for many years. Between February 19th and March 26, 1945, American Marines battled 22,000 entrenched Japanese soldiers. The Japanese had forced us to defend our liberty by attacking us at Pearl Harbor over 3 years before this time. 566 Marines would die that first day of the invasion. This, ladies and gentlemen, is the price of liberty. But God showed up at Iwo Jima also. Though the Japanese had set up their machine guns to create a three-way crossfire, our men doggedly pushed forward on the beach ever so slowly. On the fifth day, one of the commanders offered a bold plan to claim this island for the United States and liberty. He proposed putting a flag on top of the highest mountain on the island, a volcano named Mount Suribachi. Marines volunteered for this effort. 40 men climbed out of their foxholes and began to make their way up the mountain. But what was even more amazing is that not one shot was fired at them as they made their way up that mountain, even though there were over 500 Japanese soldiers in the tunnels under Mount Suribachi. What was discovered later was a deep depression had come over the Japanese in those tunnels, and hundreds of them had committed suicide. I knew a World War II veteran here in East Kentucky who watched that flag go up. I believe it was a providential act of God which enabled those Marines to raise that flag against overwhelming odds. Are we willing to lay down our lives for liberty as were those Marines on Iwo Jima? Can our lives be summed up as theirs was in the statement on the Iwo Jima Memorial? Uncommon valor was a common virtue. Do you remember the price of liberty? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries.